Along with all the other regulations that will take effect in the second stage of this MCO, authorities have announced that any travel to buy food, daily essentials, dietary supplements or medicine will now be limited to a maximum distance of 10 kilometers from a person's residence to their desired destination. This regulation will take effect from the 1st to the 14th of April as listed under the Prevention and Control of Infectious Diseases, Measures Within Infected Local Areas, Number 2, Regulations 2020 under laws that will apply during the second MCO phase, as reported by the Star. However, this is not the only new regulation Malaysians should take note of. Here are some other regulations that you might want to pay attention to avoid getting in trouble with the law the next time you leave your house. Travel alone. According to the Attorney General's website, this restriction will be placed in line with the ruling that an individual traveling is not allowed to be accompanied by another person unless reasonably necessary. In the event that a person requires to move from one place to another for a special and particular reason, they will have to obtain a written permission slip from the PDRM officer in charge at the nearest police station of their residential area. Essential industries. The new regulations have also specified that people should only leave their houses for the delivery of food, daily necessities and medical services. Those working in essential service sectors are also allowed to move from their homes. However, under the second phase of MCO, these essential services have been cut down to just 10 platforms, including food services, water, energy, communications, internet security and defense, solid waste and public cleansing management, healthcare and medical services, banking and finance, e-commerce. Any logistic related service related to the provision of essential services needs to be within the regulated definition of essential services to be approved. Small gatherings. As for gatherings, the regulations clearly state that there shouldn't be any gatherings in any premises located within an infected local area, whether it be for religious, sports, recreational, social or cultural purposes. However, the initial ruling that said whoever attended funerals or weddings will face arrest has been further clarified. A person may gather or be involved in a gathering for the purposes of a funeral on the condition that the attendance to such ceremony shall be kept to the minimum. Health examination. Upon return, every Malaysian citizen, permanent resident or expatriate who returns from overseas is subjected to a health examination when they touch on Malaysian waters. They will only be cleared for immigration once this examination is complete and will have to comply with the direction of the officer in charge. What happens if you break the rules? These regulations are put in place to protect the health and safety of our nation. If anyone contravenes or chooses not to comply with these regulations, they are committing an offense. This includes disobeying the instruction of the Director General or any authorized officer. Upon conviction, the individual will either be faced with a fine of not more than RM1,000, jail time of up to 6 months, or a combination of both these consequences. Stay informed and stay safe, guys. Also read, MCO Phase 2, these are the 11 new rules from the government you need to know. You have reached the end of this story.